The 1983 moratorium prevents the creation of new nuclear plants until a federal facility is built that can handle the spent nuclear fuel. It also requires that any new plant be advantageous to ratepayers. WAPECA Republican Kevin Peterson says he knows of no plans to build a new nuclear plant in Wisconsin, but lifting the moratorium makes it an option.
We're going to say we're going to have the discussions on what's the best source of energy and the cost efficiency moving forward in the state of Wisconsin.
But Madison Democrat Chris Taylor says it's premature to talk about more nuclear power without a clear plan for storing nuclear waste.
Do you think, Mr. Speaker, your constituents want nuclear waste in your backyard? Well, I got news for you. They don't.
The plan passed on a voice vote.
When he ran for governor in 2010, Scott Walker promised to lift Wisconsin's nuclear ban. Now, 6 years later, he may get a chance to make good on that pledge. The governor says if a bill gets to his desk, he'll sign it.
In a time when we're trying to make sure that we deal effectively with preserving our natural resources, nuclear energy is one of those powerful options that reduces our dependency on other forms of energy out there, and it has a positive impact on the environment.
The bill allowing new nuclear power plants still needs to pass the Senate. Rich Kramer,
Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.